Alexandria,
Alexandria,
Nova Podcast.
Hello, dear listeners and everybody at the Alexandria Nova Podcast. Today is a special episode of the podcast because we are now with the Alexandria Nova Network and we all meet here together, students and teachers in Lithuania, Vilnius. And well, it's not all of us because some of the students unfortunately can't join as they are far, far away in Brazil, in Sao Paulo. And we connected with them via different media channels. So the students had the task or, yeah, the opportunity to do a quick speed dating with the students that are here in Vilnius. So on the almost other side of the world in Brazil, Sao Paulo, with us is Dennis. Hello, Dennis. Nice to have you here.
Hello, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
And we have Mauro. Hello, Mauro. Also nice that you are here.
Hello, it's nice to be here too. Thank you.
Cool. And as a really special guest, we have the initiator and creator of the Alexandria Nova podcast from Switzerland and studying in Berlin, Germany. It's Basil. Hello, Basil. Also nice to have you here in the podcast.
Hello, everybody. Yes, nice to hear you and also the luxury I get to see you via Zoom. It's nice, nice to see you guys. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you that you're all here. And we had a brief Zoom meeting on Friday, 3 days ago, just before the weekend. And we gave you some contacts of the students from Vilnius and asked you to, yeah, get in contact with them and ask questions that you are curious about, what the situation of the theater scene here in Europe is. You said that you're interested in how a theater during the COVID-19 pandemic looks like here. We already heard that the situation in Brazil is quite terrible, if I might say like that. And yeah, now I am of course curious, and Basil and our listeners of course as well, with what questions you came to the students here. And first question from my side in general, did you get in touch with them? So how was that experience?
I tried emailing and WhatsApping some of the students there. And I guess due to the different time schedules and the time frames, it's really hard to talk to a person from half across the globe. It opened my eyes to that. I never knew it would be so hard to do it. But gladly, I got some responses to some questions I made and got to get in touch with some people. And they seem to be really enjoying being out there for the first time in forever, as Frozen would say. Getting in touch with other people after this pandemic situation and being able to do theater process and theater exercises in public again. And the responses came as a bit of a mix between shock and awe from being able to touch other people, but still having to maintain some safety measures and distance. But they seem really glad to be there. And I asked mostly about the event that occurred this weekend and what they were learning, seeing, since it seems so interesting. And the response came mostly from Verbatim Theater. And I got to participate in one process, sending a response from my view of the pandemic, and I think they are preparing something to be presented based on that. So I'm looking forward to see it.
Yeah, exactly. Tomorrow is going to be presentations of the stuff and the workshops that happened. And yes, the schedules of the students were quite tight. So I can also understand that it's hard to get in contact. And this 6-hour time shift is also part of the situation. Dennis, how was your experience in getting in touch with the students from here?
So I had these questions like tomorrow, like 6 hours difference time, and I have a question, an issue that's interesting to think. It should I send a message on their WhatsApp at the beginning? So because it's the same thing as in person encounter. How should I get in touch with people? So first, I talked with Mauro. We tried by email because it's more, excuse me, can I talk with you? And after we went to WhatsApp, that's there's more intimacy, I think. So there was that. So even being so far, I felt that something that's human there, like how can I be next to the person? So it was a good experience that. And after I started to receive answers, that was amazing. Each person in its time. And what's good is to, I had a paradox feeling, like in some sense I was, I'm feeling myself together with them because they was telling about their experience, their expectation. And in the other side, I was, I would like to be there with them to see things, to touch things. So I felt myself inside, but I would to go more inside. And my questions were more surrounding about what were their expectations before going to Vilnius and what was the reality sensation. So that was what I was talking about.
That's a really interesting question that you came up with. We come to that in a second. First, I want to ask Basil. Basil, you were not one of the students that got in touch with Dennis and Mauro. So our project manager, Suzanne, just picked some students and sent that contact. Basil, from your side here in Vilnius, did you realize that students get in touch with the two Brazilian guys, or did you and the other students talk about it?
So I realized them at the moment when it was kind of proposed, kind of that this game or that email addresses and phone numbers are posted forward. I didn't realize what kind of informations or questions were passed by. So, but actually the thing is we're talking kind of a lot about you guys and how cool it also was the last workshop we had when we all met kind of off Zoom with the daily routine in the morning and the Zumba courses. And actually yesterday I also had kind of a very interesting talking with somebody I met in person and although you're so far away, but we know you guys kind of from the screen and kind of from the weekly meetings we have. So it was like kind of interesting how we had the feeling that we know each other, although so also you very far away in Sao Paulo, although we've never met ourselves.
Yeah, that's nice to hear that you already have the feeling to know each other. And yeah, same from my side. Also, when I see you here on the Monday lecture again, and also on Friday on our brief meeting, it kind of feels like you already know each other. Dennis, you said that you wanted to know from the students what their expectations were for Vilnius and what the reality is right now. So what answers did you get?
So I talked with the ones that, because each person starts to talk with me in different times. So some of them I'm starting to talk still. So it's good. New friends, new contact coming. Now I think I had messages from two other person I starting to talk, other people in Vilnius. But the ones I talk the much, it's interesting because I feel that they come with their dreams, their ideas of arts. It's good. And when they arrive, I think like us, all of us are using glasses now. Everybody comes with their own glasses, their own vision of world. And I think that's important. So they bring their vision and they encounter a different thing there. So I was talking with a Romanian guy, and it was amazing how his encounter with, he's younger than me, so this energy, this strong energy and vibrating, and he wants to bring the research, but starting from the doing thing, the being on the scene. So how is this encounter of a person who is thinking about creating on the stage and finding the research space, the space of researching. So the encounter of the practice and the researching. So that was amazing to see that and talk about this, because sometimes you are more focused on research and more focused on the activity, the practice, and how these things are the same, are talking and changing, exchanging. And in the other side, I was talking with this girl. She comes from Africa. And so how cultures are bringing their views. So she studies in another country, but she brings her culture with her. So how we can put these cultures together. So I think from what I feel the most potent for myself and all the Alexandria network is, as I said before, sometimes is how each culture has something positive to add to the others, and this we can use to make art. And it was amazing to know that's possible. They went to Vilnius with this. I have this in myself, and they arrived there and say, there is other cultures here, and maybe I can learn with them. So I would like to be together and see my lenses going there, and I put in my lenses outside to say, okay, what people have to show me.
That's really great. So I don't know, Mauro, did you both ask the same questions actually, or did you have a similar question, Mauro?
My questions were more focused on the experience of being there instead of what you expect before. And I asked, how do they feel regarding the events that happened this weekend and this trip to Vilnius? And comparison to this year in isolation, and how did that inspire them to move on theater-wise? So think theater and maybe future projects. And I feel like I talked to this girl, and she said that she wasn't isolated for the whole period of the pandemic, because she, when the pandemic started, she was not in her home country, and she had to go back to the home country and move her stuff, and it took I think 6 months to really get home. And once she got there, she faced the situation different than before, with Zoom meetings and these classes, and doing stuff from home feels less direct in contact with theater and other people, but she still hold, she could still perform and direct. And now in this new situation, she feels amazed by being able to encounter other people and talk to them and really breathe the same air. But at the same time, that's kind of what gives the fears in this situation, because we're still in a pandemic, there is still COVID, and we have some safety measures to respect. And we want to hug each other, but we really can't in the same way we did. So it feels really different. And I got that from just an audio note, which was really nice.
Yeah, I actually can really say plus one to this feeling that it's still strange. And we always ask ourselves, so we are in a room all together. First, is it legal? And is it okay for all of us to, so some wear masks, some don't. Most or all are vaccinated and we take care of everything. But yeah, the feeling that's going around, and because as you said, Mauro, we're still in this pandemic. And that's, really strange still. Basil, how about you? How are you doing with the situation here? And I would also like to ask you the question that Dennis asked. So what were your expectations for Vilnius, and how is it going for you right now?
Yes, kind of my expectations for going to Vilnius was, I was of course very curious to get to know other schools and other students, and also kind of the methods or the thinking of theater, or how they approach kind of themes, how their moods also to the kind of working processes and topics, what interests them the most. And so I think it's also, I was more curious. I wasn't expecting a lot, kind of. I didn't have a vision or something like this. It was more like, I'm really looking forward, kind of just to get in a discussion. Yes, and this is something I really appreciate right now, because also maybe in comparison together with the pandemic, I'm in a course called storytelling, and we went back to the very basics of just telling a story. So, and right now we're kind of this group in this room and telling each other stories and taking the stories of the other person, which are very personal sometimes, which are totally lies sometimes, and then kind of just tell each other stories. And I was thinking that's such a beautiful thing, if you also kind of in this isolation pandemic time, of course the situation here is tight, is not as terrible as it was, kind of, and the theaters reopened again, but in the moment of storytelling, I was thinking, it's so something so beautiful if you just have somebody telling someone else a story, and that's, it's kind of all about, it's kind of very simple, very basic. And so I think which is something I took out of this lockdown situation, where theater making and going to theater wasn't possible. It's kind of more kind of what's the basic element, so and what do we actually need to make theater. And I think I think that's I kind of at this point
you really went back to the basics, or not back, but basic point of theater is to tell stories like humans always did at the bonfire several thousand years ago, sitting there telling stories and making a belief, and together believing in something, and in what other people are telling. Mauro, you encountered with one of the students, and did you have another question or another topic you were talking with them about?
I mostly asked about the time they had during the weekend and these events that were occurring. And to that, I didn't get a response. But we started talking about the different situations of lockdown and this vaccination. And I got to tell a bit about Brazil and how it's been different for us to really connect to people, stay home and do theater from home through Zoom, creating this semi-theatrical cinematic plays and experiments. And from that, we developed a bit about the verbatim theme that was a theme for some lectures during this Saturday, I think, and Friday. And from that, they sent me an email asking to tell about the story from when the pandemic started. And I told my point that I got the news, like a news flash, on a Friday afternoon. I was directing a whole group, and the school just came and said, oh, maybe next week we'll be doing this from home, and it will be a break, maybe a short break, maybe a long break, we don't know. And from that, I was thinking, oh, maybe it's 2 weeks, maybe a month. Okay, we see each other in a bit. And we didn't. We got stuck here from a year and a half. But yeah, it's, I mean, different from what the responses were.
Yeah, so for all our listeners in Brazil, and please correct me if I'm wrong, all the theaters, your school, it's everything still locked down, right? There's, you don't meet each other.
In person, no. Things are starting to open right now, but still really locked.
Yeah, that's a horrible situation, obviously. So did you do online performances online or Zoom theater or so different ways involved in how we can tell stories online during the pandemic? Did you have any chances to create something like that or?
I had some, yeah. We were still in classes. And each semester we have to come up with a simple play, like a 25 minutes experiment. And I think it was pretty interesting learning Zoom, learning the different points of view by having a camera, setting the point of view of the public instead of an audience and the whole stage. And I kind of directed two most common plays and one cinematic experiment, which was more of a ping pong of ideas. But it worked really fine. It was really good.
And did you have a moment where you thought, wow, that's, well, under the circumstances, there are more possibilities than in real theater? Or maybe more from the experiments you did, there are some things you want to continue, maybe?
Most definitely. I think there are more possibilities through Zoom, but they're not the same possibilities. Like, it doesn't substitute the feeling of really hugging someone or being there with them and feeling their presence, their air, their sounds. And although we have some really interesting chances to edit the video feed live or the sound feed live and add some music on top and play with it, there is more improvisation room. It lacks in the response, the personal response and the personal presence, which kind of pulls you away a bit from the story being told. You had to really work yourself as an actor, as a director, as a sound designer, to be there present with everyone. So yeah, I I look forward to trying more things and keep doing it, but I'm hoping that we can come back to presence.
Hopefully you can come back to presence soon. Dennis, I also want to ask you if you had any experiences with online theater, if you could create something, and also if you maybe found some experiments and things where you think that's more, I don't want to say more interesting, but also interesting to maybe continue with.
Yeah, I did some experience even in SP Scholar. To try to use the technology to keep in touch and try to adapt ourselves, not forever, but to understand what's the space of the theater in this other media. And it was very interesting, I agree with Mauro, that we can find other things, other powerful spaces and discoveries, even for the other artists in the scene, not only think a different dramaturgy for this media, but also for the illumination, the sound. So there's a lot of technology that can be different thought here. So it was good to think that. I tried one thing. I love the theater, the person theater. So I'm also wanting to come back to the real world. I like to touch people with the eyes. With the body, but with the eyes, with the action and reaction of the public. So I love this, it's so alive. But one thing that I think this moment was good is the technology can help you to develop your art, even the arts on the space. Like I'm doing my research with another friend of mine, so it's only me and he trying to find things on the rehearsal space. And we are using the technology, we are using the cameras, we are using these things to think about our scene. So we brought that what we learned from the experiments for the rehearsal space. I had some, okay, I'm not a guy from the camera, I'm a guy from the space. So I can use both. Even for my rehearsal, I'm thinking how can I make a hybrid thing when I go to the street, because I love theater on the street. Maybe I can make some hybrid thing there also. So it was in the sense what it was good to open space on the creativity mind.
Dennis, you told me or us that you talked about 1 hour with a guy from here who's currently in Vilnius. So I have the feeling that you connected in some way and that you had something. Or topic that you were interested in. Do you want to quickly tell us what you talked about?
Yes, as I said at the beginning, I was how to approach someone, not to be, okay, give me 5 minutes, I'm going to give you some questions and it's okay. So how to be an human contact, but without taking so much time of someone you doesn't know yet. And it was good, it was natural. We started talking, and when you start having things to talk about, it's good to feel that you can be there with the person, even being so far. So I felt that I was in touch with these two things, this different culture, this person, this guy with a different culture, but feeling the feelings he has having there. So he is inside of a different experience. And I could, in some sense, to be with him, like, okay, I'm trying to understand what's happening here. And I can understand your feeling being in with different people in an event like this in Vilnius. So, and like, for example, one thing that marked me so much is the I don't remember the name, but the phrases, the cultural phrases we have in our culture. So he was trying to put in English the phrases so I could understand this. And that's for me is culture, something that some little seed that it's in your mind had make that different. Like he translated one for me that was like something from destined, from gift to gift, we create paradise. So how each person can put something good to make paradise a fit. And I was the conversation was about how our culture is different and can bring something to the world. So, and this crazy state for me, so it's an example on how his culture can bring something to me.
That's beautiful. From gift to gift, we can create paradise, right? So might be a nice title for a podcast, I guess. Yeah, that's lovely that you could share so many thoughts on the, on how you're doing and on how this, how life actually is. Mauro, did you have any more questions to the student you met here?
Question? No. We talked about the presentation they're going to do tomorrow, and I got some really nice pictures of the work they are doing, and I think it's going to be really beautiful, and I'm looking forward to watch it. But mostly my topics were just those. It's really hard to communicate with this time frame and time schedule, so
so do you have one more question maybe to Basil or to me?
I thought about it during your talk about this the train station with the live feed from Poland, and I don't know, I was thinking maybe doing some it's alternate reality game, the thing you talked to us, the Alexander novel, and maybe a presentation over there in the two spaces. And I feel like maybe it's interesting to see something like that, the live feed from a public space, and just to plant a seed on your head. Not that I want to see it, but I think it's nice. But yeah, just a comment.
I hope I manage to go there tomorrow or Wednesday, and I'll let you know how it was. I'll send you some pictures. Yeah. So Dennis, do you have a question, or Basil, do you have a question to the guys in Brazil?
Yeah, I have a question to Dennis. I was, before you were talking about kind of that you like street theater and go on the street kind of and reclaim the street for theater. And then I was thinking about kind of, I also did once a performance on Zoom, and in the first moment I was like, but in the second moment I felt very subversive kind of, because it felt like, okay, there's this kind of, you know, this business room, this digital business room. And now it was a little bit subversive kind of, just like to go into this meeting room and make theater in it. And I was wondering if you also compare those two forms in a way, which are kind of completely different, but in a way of going into a room which isn't a theater room.
Yeah, I think it's comparable because you are putting something that usually is not from that space there. So it's some kind of breaking the rules of that space, even if art started on the street in some sense. So, but we are sometimes coming back to there. I think it's interesting because we have a relation of subversion of the rules, but in the other side, we have the sense of, we have to be more aware of the rules so we can know how to break them without be aggressive. So subversion with respect is something bizarre. So I think that's why clowning or people, street arts, are talking so much about I don't know how to put in English, the hearing, the surrounding, because you have to be together with people to feel what the boundaries you can go and how much you can push a little bit the boundaries. And sometimes you don't have to push so much the boundaries because it's so subversive for a person. You be there that just a glance, just an encounter of eyes is enough. It's so subversive to be there already. So I think, yes, we have a good parallel. And I think it could be like when you say you go to a meeting room, it's like how we can change the rhythm, the vibration of that space. That's about that. And they can, the people can feel that life is not just that. Maybe that is a theater also.
Yeah. Thank you very much. So we're coming to an end of the podcast right now. And I want to thank you very much, Dennis and Mauro, that you're here from Brazil. Thank you very much, Basil, for joining us. And I really hope to see you guys someday, either in Europe or we in Brazil. I don't know which comes first. And I wish you a lovely day. It's 2 p.m. On your side right now, 8 a.m., 8 p.m. at our side. And thank you very much again, and see you soon.
Thank you, Julian, for hosting.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for all the effort. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Alexandria.
Alexandria. Alexandria. Nova.